Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Wicked, it's still here at Chase.
And will be through the end of the month. Great for school groups and children and, well, parents who want a show that the kids will love and they'll love too.
I took my niece to see it when she was 10, which is more than a decade ago. And this is on Broadway. And it was already a long-running show. And I thought, well, I'll just walk up to the box office and snag a few balcony seats for the family and we'll be... Oh, no. They said, oh, no. Well, what do you have left? We have orchestras. They were over $200 a piece. And I had promised a 10-year-old. Now you know what happened. I immediately told her parents they were uninvited and took the niece to the show. But it's still going strong. And I see lots of little girls, especially dressed as Elphaba or Glinda, running around downtown. But I saw the second movie for good.
Ah, I was a little dismayed when I understood they took the musical and split it in two. The second half, does it hold up? Is there enough material for a whole other movie?
Each film is longer than the musical itself, I think. I mean, it's huge. There is enough visual spectacle for several extra movies. It's eye-popping, and the visuals are just lush and amazing, and lots of computer-generated magic talking animals, and the flying monkeys are incredible. I understand that you can see this in 3D. I don't think I could do that. Space Mountain aftershock here. I can't do that. Little Easter eggs for people who either love the Broadway show or love the MGM movie. The audience guffawed out loud. The older people did when Dorothy is taken off and she kicks her little legs the way the little miniature did in the MGM film when the flying monkeys take her off. Things from the musical, like the melting of the witch happens in silhouette. It does in the film too, because Glinda is watching from a closet and she can only see the shadow. A carefully thought out and constructed movie. I had a good time. But live and on stage, and they promote that at the movie theater that, you know, you can see, you can right now in Buffalo, you can see Wicked live and on stage. It is certainly the kids' musical of our lifetime. A wonderful experience. That and the Nutcracker.
Which, by the way, is coming to Shays with our friends the Neglia Ballet and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Another fine thing to take your 10-year-old niece to. I gather she's older now.
Little boys, too. Don't leave the little chaps at home. The ballet was my introduction to the theater.
Oh.
And it stuck. And the Nutcracker specifically. That, but you know, Firebird, Stravinsky. I haven't seen Firebird for a long time.
Yeah, fabulous music. Yeah, all those Russian ballets, the Ballet Russe, they're magnificent, but we do not get to see them much anymore. That's a shame. Just the Nutcracker. Oh, well.
Well, in New York City, you do. I have no more New York City stories for you at the moment. I'll be going back fairly soon. As you know, I've been here in town. There was so much all at once that it was difficult to talk about it all in our little 5 minutes of theater talk. But the quality was very, very high. I thought Thirst was beautiful at the Irish Classical Theater Company. But Mr. Wolf, which is still up, which people can still go see, similarly, very, very good. And people have asked me, do I like everything? No, I don't like everything. But I do find that in Buffalo, the quality of acting is almost universally good. That we have very good actors in Buffalo, and the plays are curated. Mr. Wolf did not originate here. Road Less Traveled has a particular interest in the work of Rajiv Joseph, and so we get to see another of his plays. Ronan Noon's Thirst has been done other places before. A Straight White Man, which was at Yojima until this past weekend. These plays have been done in other places. We're not getting a random sampling. And the plays are generally good. We are getting more and more new work, and that's to be encouraged. And that does require some attention and some critical support. But that is what my writing is reflecting, that reality about Buffalo Theater.
And I know we've mentioned it before, but there's a whole new class of actors coming up from various studios and universities. We saw that over at Irish Classical with Thirst. We are seeing it with Mr. Wolf. Lauren Farrow holds her own as the key character. She's not the title character, but she's the key character in the play. And I first started to notice this when I would meet what I consider the long-term actors in Buffalo, and I'd say, what are you doing next? And they'd say, well, don't really have anything lined up. How is this possible? Well, there are so many good actors out there.
This has been going on for decades. Universities, studios replenishing the supply, but also improvisational comedy. Some of the finest actors we have come out of improvisational comedy, and it makes for a very exciting theater landscape here. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.